The way it looks is that this was an accidentally prevented terror attack. So luckily, these buses exploded and burned down overnight. But the Israeli authorities said they found timers. And everyone assumes, because bombs in buses, harking back to the late 1990s or the beginning of the Oslo Accords, are the trademark for Hamas terror attacks. This is how Hamas made a name as a terror group. So the assumption is, of course, although the investigations are not finished, that this was an attempted terror attack in Israel. That went wrong because the timers went wrong.
Who do you think did it?
I mean, clearly, we are in a very tense situation as far as Gaza is concerned. This hostage deal ended officially on the weekend. We were supposed to be now in phase two. Both sides have not come to an agreement, which was not very surprising because it was clear that really only phase one was likely to work, because phase two requires real concessions from both sides. Hamas needs to really make a decision that they're no longer part of the system in Gaza. Israel will have to withdraw from all of Gaza, which potentially could bring down the government. There's no decision who's running Gaza after whatever next stage is coming. So it was clear that it's not going to work. At the same time, there are now major military operations of Israel in the West Bank. That means there is a lot of tension between the Israeli and the Palestinian society as we speak. So very clearly, whether it was Hamas or some other terrorist cells, because there are more terrorist cells than Hamas in the West Bank. Hamas was dominant in Gaza, but not dominant in the West Bank. There is the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. There is the Lion's Den. There are other groups that could potentially have done this. And then, of course, yesterday, we had a fatal stabbing at a bus stop in Haifa from within the Druze community.
What do you think this tells us about what we can expect in the near future in Tel Aviv and in the region, I suppose, as a greater matter?
Look, we are now at the time, at the point in this conflict where decisions would have to be made. Otherwise, everything will revert sooner or later back to the step one. If there is no sustainable solution for Gaza, then there's only two choices. Either the Israelis are going to stay with their military indefinitely, which continues to put a very, very big strain on the Israeli economy. The Israeli army is primarily a reservist army, i.e., people work and then do their military service, men until 52. That means any soldier that is not part of the, very much smaller regular forces is actually someone who is missing somewhere in the workforce. But there is no decision yet for political reasons on the Israeli side, for internal disagreements on the Hamas side. And if this is not getting resolved, then, terrorism is definitely going to rise.
And what does this mean for the US further west and you, the US and the West?
Well, the problem is we have seen since October 2023 that whatever terror strain we're talking about, whether it's extreme left, whether it's anti-Semitic, whether it's Islamist, all see the conflict in the Middle East and the plight of the Palestinians as a recruitment, propaganda, motivational tool. There are numerous plots. We had seven terror attacks in 10 months in Germany. Six of these were Islamist-oriented. Six of these mentioned the conflict in the Middle East as one of the primary motivating factors. The same is true when you look at ISIS propaganda directed at the United States. It is simply a, without obviously anyone there attempting to do this except Hamas, a tool that terrorists are using to justify their operations. And as long as that tool exists, i.e., as long as they can publish propaganda on this, I mean, including groups that never really cared about the Palestinians, like the Islamic State, who never really worried about the Palestinians on October 2023, they too cannot stop talking about this. If this conflict doesn't get resolved, if there is no solution to Gaza that leads to some kind of sane management of this strip, which prevents Israel from being threatened by terrorists, but also enables Palestinian life in the Gaza Strip, I'm not sure whether we can reverse that situation, that the terrorist threat is rising. We're already feeling it in Europe, in particular in Germany.
Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.